voice power. You want it, but you don't know how to get it. In fact, the way you think you need to get it is one of the things you fear the most. Most people in all of the voice work that I do, well, they speak in kind of like a pendulum, one side or the other. I've got this choice or that choice. This choice is weak. This choice is overbearing. Well, today, I'm going to teach you how to rest that pendulum right in the middle, right in the place. Confidence and power right in the place where you can boldly own exactly what you need to say and get so much more of what you want, including internal freedom. This is a big one. I think you're really going to like this episode. I don't want you to miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today as always. Thank you so much for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. I love being on this voice journey with you. And today I've got another great episode for you. Today we're going to talk about the middle voice, which is what I call that middle ground that people are afraid to go to or don't even recognize exist. You hear me talk a lot in voice work about the pendulum swings. We're either over here or we're over here. And when it comes to voice power, people tend to stay on one side or the other, one side, and fear the other. And the true voice power lies in that middle. And so today I'm going to talk about that middle, and I'm going to teach you how to start getting to that middle ground. That's where you want to be. And that's the place that most of, you know, a lot of people don't even realize that's a place. We have either or, we have black and white, we have right and wrong, we have this side or that side. And generally, that is nice or mean, friendly or jerk. We're going to break all that down today. Now, very quickly, probably my last reminder, women, if you have not signed up for the free live training on July 23rd, make sure you get in there. I'm going to be, it's like a live training call. It's really like one of my coaching calls is what that training is going to be. And I'm going to teach you some things to help you stand in greater voice power. It's the whole training is specifically focused to issues women deal with, not feeling heard, feeling like they have to get the words just right, not having any power, being cut off, run over, nobody listens, nobody, all of those things. People steal your ideas. You don't feel like you can say what you have to say. I'm going to cover all of that. So don't miss it. It's July 23rd. I've got a 9 a.m. Pacific time spot and a 5 p.m. Pacific time spot. You know, it's funny. I'm actually recording a couple of episodes today, which I don't normally do. I'm normally a, which is why, oh Lord, I thank you every day for my editor, Archie Frazier. This show couldn't happen without Archie Frazier. He's amazing. He is so amazing. And he's been really, really good to me all over these years. Well, I have to kind of be in the mood. And when I say be in the mood, it's like I have to be inspired. I have to have the right idea. I have to know what I need to talk to you about on that particular day, which sometimes means I'm emailing Archie. Archie, do you think that we could get this one done in, like, I don't know, by Tuesday? He's amazing. He's absolutely amazing. But anyway, I kind of derailed there for a minute. I just love to give him a shout out anytime I can. If you need an editor for anything, sound, and I'm pretty sure he does some video. It's P Noise Productions. I'm going to actually throw that link in the show notes. check out his work. I just adore him. He's been with me the whole time now. And I can't, you know, if he kicks me out, the show's over. But anyway, as I'm sitting here recording these episodes and I'm giving a shout out about the free training, there's a part of me that wants to say every time, assuming there's no earthquake, because I'm kind of traumatized now after the quakes we had on the 4th and 5th of July. Anyway, just a little aside, just a little funny story and a shout out to my amazing Archie. All right, true voice power. True voice power is in the middle, what I call the middle voice. And I mean, that's just one of my made up terms. There's not a middle voice, a side voice, none of that. It's just how I see it and how I hear with the people that I work with. This one is going to be maybe even geared a little bit more to women than some of the other ones, but women, and you've heard me talk about it a billion times, get stuck up here in this really sweet and really nice. And there's this tremendous fear that if they go to the power voice, then they've gone over to the B word voice. It's either or. And even my men, with men, this is how I hear it. Okay, so with women, it's nice versus the B word. With men, a lot of times it's I'm myself, I'm professional, or I'm not professional. Okay, it comes in more in terms of professional. I mean, not that men can't think nice, mean, that kind of thing, but women are definitely thinking nice, mean, because that's what society says. You've got to be nice. Women are supposed to be nice. Women are supposed to be gentle. Women are supposed to not rock the boat, not speak up, not ruffle feathers, all of that. That's probably what the feminist movement was born out of. I'm not sure. I have to do some research on that. But even men generally, and many men I've worked with over the years generally, will tend to, a lot of them will stay in that nicer area out of fear of that mean area. And nobody goes to the middle. Nobody goes to the middle. We believe that those are our two options. So this is a better option. Surely this is a better option. But there's the middle. And the middle is where your real voice is. I don't know that I've ever done a show in all these years on your real voice, your true voice. When you are, everybody has a real voice. When you're talking like this, you aren't talking in your real voice. That's not your real voice. Or you could even take a man like my brother Scott, who knows everything. Remember Scott? Yeah, he's the guy that knows it all. Okay, that's not his real voice. That's protection. Okay? In the middle, where your real voice lies, and I'll do an episode on that at some point, real voice, true voice, whatever you want to call it. That's where true confidence lies. That is where you say what you need to say without permission or concern of what others are feeling or thinking. That is where that middle ground is where you're releasing the outcome. That middle ground, that where that true, powerful, confident voice is where you're in the now. And let's talk about that word power for just a minute. Sometimes I think that can even be perceived out of whack. Oh, power. Power means bad things. I'm all powerful, which means I'm going to squash the little people. I'm going to take all the money. I'm going to have more than my share. I'm going to do bad things. I encourage you to look at your beliefs around power. It's possible you could believe that power is a bad thing, and so you never want to step into yours. But here's the thing, in that middle ground that I'm talking about, power is a wonderful thing because it's not bad, it's not negative, it's not mowing people over, it's not terrorizing the place. That's that pendulum swings to the other side voice. Power is, I am, now pay attention. Voice power is, I am 100% confident and comfortable saying exactly what I have to say and being detached emotionally and releasing the outcome. I am 100% revealing to you who I really am. I'm not dancing around my words. I'm not trying to get my words just right. I'm not being what I think you want me to be. I'm not doing anything but being me. I'm saying exactly what I need to say. I am connecting appropriate emotion to it. I'm not dragging negative emotion into it. I've released the outcome. I'm here in the now. I'm simply having a conversation with you. And for those of you that have a fear of conflict, I should do an episode on that. Man, I'm just on fire with these episode ideas today. I got to write these down. I should do an episode on using your voice in conflict. If you struggle with that, because you struggle with that meaner voice, or you can't stand up for yourself, or you're really stuck in one side or the other, you're not using your middle voice. The place to have power in conflict is I'm going to say exactly what I need to say, but I'm not going to bring tone into it. When we bring tone into things, it's because we are trying to communicate the emotion through the tone without saying what we need to say. So in this middle voice, I'm just simply having a conversation with you. There's no emotion around it, or there might be emotion around it about like excitement, or, you know, there might be emotion around it, but the emotion is connected to the words. The emotion is not there instead of the words. Hear the difference? But you're 100% comfortable saying whatever you need to say. You're not trying to be what you think I want you to be. Because here's the thing. Nice girl is all about trying to be what you think people want you to be, but you probably didn't even ask them what they want you to be. And what I discovered after talking to a lot of CEOs and C-suite executives is what they want you to be is the best version of you, not the people-pleasing version of you that's really sweet, you know, and really, yeah, okay. I want to give you a permission slip to use that middle voice to start releasing, you know, trying to do what we need and to stop fearing a power voice. That's why you don't want to go there, because in your mind, it's one or the other. And I'm going to give you some technique today to get you closer to that middle ground. But here's a big permission slip to use that voice. And here's some, you know, here's a few other permission slips that I say to people on the regular, and I think they're kind of shocked when I say these things, but it's okay for you to get some of what you want too. It is okay for you to stand in ownership of what you believe and boldly put it out there. That is not being the terror person on the other side. And perception gets in the way here. Perception will always tell you, you are being unprofessional, you are being mean, you are being way too harsh, you are being out of control. 99.9% of the time, that is not the truth. That is your subconscious trying to keep you playing small so you will be safe, so I cannot judge you. But here's the thing, if we're going to judge, we're going to judge. So it is time to boldly own what you have to say. And that is in that middle ground. That is where confidence lies, is in that middle voice. You know, I even struggle with that perception reception sometimes. I have this idea that I can sometimes be mean. And I'll teach something, I'll do a workshop, I'll do a class, and I'll say something and I'll think, ooh, I think I was kind of mean. And I'll ask the people in the class, because I'll ask. A lot of you guys, you're like, well, I know what they think, but you never asked them. So I'll ask, yo, man, do you think I was mean? And every single time I've done that over the years, it's not a lot, but every single time I've thought I was too mean, and I've asked somebody if I was mean, every single time they've said, what? No. In fact, I think you should be meaner every time. Perception is subconscious, is psychology of the voice story. It is trying to keep you safe and small. Step up your game. You aren't going to swing that pendulum all the way to the right side, especially if you've been playing nice your whole life. If you're playing nice and sweet, and I can't really say that, I would have to work really hard to get you to the other side. But here's the thing. You keep playing nice and you don't play in power voice in the middle, by default, you will swing to the other side the day you lose it and scream at everybody. Anybody relate to that? And then what happens on that day when you flip out and you scream at everybody, and then the first thing you're going to say is, yeah, see, one or the other. I have to play nice girl. I have to play nice guy, because that's terrifying. That was what kept me from stepping into my voice power for many years, was I was terrified of that other side because I had seen it. Because you remember, I had to keep it in. I couldn't say anything for years and years and years of emotional abuse, and you can't say anything because you're not allowed to speak. So when I would flip out, it was terrifying. I was scared of that. And that's what I see people do. Again, we're back to this or that, nice or mean, one or the other, right or wrong. No, you got to start working in the middle, because it's all perception anyway. It's all learned behavior anyway. There is another choice. I think sometimes too, and I know this is true for women. I don't know if it's true for men. I've never heard a man say this to me. Doesn't mean it's not true. But in my client base, I've never heard a man say this. But I know this is true for women. They are afraid if they step into power. See, and again, this goes back to that other side. They're afraid they're going to be too emotional, because the world tells women to stop being emotional. They're afraid they're going to cry. And I want to assure you that those fears are actually coming from exactly what I was just talking about, that you've got this buildup going. You've been nice, you've been nice, you've been nice, you've been nice for 42 freaking years, and you've got this buildup, and the world and the professionals, they say, no emotion, no crying, no, you gotta, yeah. And so you've held it in and held it in and held it in, and you've also not said what you need to say. So no wonder you have that fear. But here's the way to release that valve. And again, it made me think of the earthquakes, because I'm watching this guy now on YouTube who can literally, oh my gosh, he's an earthquake. He is extraordinary. And he's talking about why we're going to have another big one. Well, a lot of reasons, but one is the pressure is building up and it's not seeping out of the crack of the whatever it is. Anyway, I derailed, but it's the same thing. You're not seeping out the pressure because you're not saying what you really need to say. In the middle voice, we say what we really need to say. And again, you're probably not saying what you really need to say because you're probably afraid of an extreme, because your subconscious is saying, well, that wouldn't be professional, or that would be horrible, or you'll flip out, you'll get fired, you'll do that. Keeping you safe, keeping you safe, keeping you safe. I've yet to move somebody towards that right side. And let's just, I keep saying the right side. Let's say the right side is the flip out nightmare person side, and the left side is the quiet little girl, super nice. Okay. I work really hard to push people to that right side, and I can't get them there. But where I get them, and I don't want them there. I'm not trying to get them there, okay? I'm not trying to turn you into a nightmare, but I'm working you that way to get you to the middle. And you're not going to go there. You will, like I said, if you don't release your valve. You've got to start thinking about what it is that you need to say. And then you've got to start saying it. And I tried this really cool exercise out with somebody the other day, and this is kind of a spin-off of something I used to do when I coached actors a lot. And I still do coach actors, but not like I used to. When I couldn't get the vocal emotion that I wanted, and I didn't probably do this as much as my colleagues. Gosh, my colleagues did this every day. You were trying to get an emotion. And of course, I was trying to get a sound because that's how I work. I work in sound. You have them cuss out the scene. They don't say the words of the scene. They say cuss words. All right. So I don't do that anymore, but I made a spinoff of that that can be really helpful to get people into this power, more power voice. Now that this is like one of my secret weapons, but I'm going to share it with you because I think it might help you. If you're struggling with being the nice person, if you're struggling, you can't say what you need. You can't even say what you need to say. So you find yourself dancing around, trying to say, and sometimes your emotion seeps out and you're just frustrated. Okay. Go out in the parking lot and say what it is you'd really like to say. You know what I'd really like to say to you? I'd really like to say to you that for the last 6 years, you've been getting on my computer at night when I'm not here and going through my files, and I'm really, really done with it, or whatever it is, okay? Do not say this to the person's face. I repeat, parking lot, car, somewhere, not the person's face. And say what it is you really want to say, and then when you go back in and have the conversation, you're going to be stunned at how brilliant it is. It took the edge off. It blew out the right side and left you right in the middle, which is exactly where I want you to be. I use this example a lot when I'm coaching voices like a rubber band. I'm going to stretch the rubber band up to an 8 or a 10, and then I'm going to let it go. And where it's going to end is a 5, which is right in the middle, which is where I want it to be. Confident voice in the middle is a 5. Most people come to me in a 3, except for like my brother, he's an 8. So I would have to do the reverse on him. I would have to bring him back to the 5. Most people, I have to stretch that rubber band and release it, and then it bounces back to that 5. You're not going to go in there and do that 8. So that is just one way you can start to relieve that pressure in that valve. You're getting ready for work in the morning. You know you're going to have a confrontation with somebody. You know you've got to go do a presentation. You're going to have to deliver material that people aren't going to want to hear. Well, standing in front of that bathroom mirror, tell them how it's going to be. You know, I say mirror, and that's not right. That's a Texas thing. Looking in the mirror, mirror. It's mirror. Anyway, that is something that you can do to get in that middle ground. And always use discernment with what you have to say. But what I find is that people are afraid they're really going to blow it out with all the wrong words and say things that are mean, and you're not. You can also, I've mentioned this before, write out 3 points. If you know you've got a net where you're going to have the words, you might be more inclined to go to that middle place. But what becomes important in all of this that I'm rambling on about is that you start to say what you need to say and you remove the emotion from it. You don't try to put the emotion in tone and hope I get it. Start to stand up for yourself. You start to say, actually, that's actually not what happened. I'd like to share with you what happened. No, we're not going to be able to do that. We're going to have to do it this way, and this is why. Does it sound like I'm a jerk? No, but I'm not going, well, you know, I don't know if that would work or not, because no. And you got to start somewhere. So maybe you don't take on the big boss, but maybe you take on the checker at the market that's kind of gets a little tony with you. Or maybe you start working with these techniques with your husband or your wife or your neighbor or your sister or the dog walker or whatever you have, whatever you do, but you start implementing it. This stuff can't be theory. A lot of times when I work with people, they want to sit and talk about it. And I can talk about this all day. But until you start taking action, you're not rewriting the muscle memory. And that's where the magic lies in this work that I do, is we do take on the internal driver and we do take on the muscle memory. So you've got to do both. We can sit and talk about it and theorize it and dissect it and figure out what you want to say. But then you've got to put some words down and you've got to start stepping in to that middle voice, which can only be done in the now. Release the outcome, stay in the present, and start taking baby steps towards owning more power. And it's literally just that simple. It's hard. It's not easy because it's scary, because it's vulnerable, and because your subconscious is going to freak out and start, you know, oh, they're going to be mad. They're going to be this. They're going to be that. But you're never going to get where you want to be as long as you stay over here, not really saying, being small, being nice. You'll never get where you want to be. The next level of success, the place of freedom, which is my favorite thing in my work, is to start saying what you need to say. Start confidently and boldly owning what you're putting out there as if it were a fact. It is a fact. It is a fact that you feel that way. It is a fact that you know that information. So start boldly owning it like it's a fact. All right. So I'm going to wrap it up. Don't forget, women, sign up for the free live training. Men, be on the lookout. I'll have one for you soon. Or you can, any of you can go over and sign up for the free video series of Captivate the Room at captivatetheroom.com. But that's it for today. I'm going to wrap it up. Until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at captivatetheroom.com and be sure to grab the Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.